Well, in our Association of Rhode Island Authors Spotlight, leading up to the Rhode Island Authors Expo, we're going to talk today about an author who also is an author coach. This will be fun if you've got that great American novel within you, right? Lisa Tenner is on the line with us. She is an author and a book writing coach. Lisa, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Great to have you as an author and as a coach, because we all like to think that we could write the great American novel, right? I mean, at least for 2 minutes in our lives, I think we've all had that thought, haven't we?
I think that's true. Either the novel or the, you know, nonfiction, like, you know, that book that gives all your expertise and wisdom to the world.
Right. The book that changed the world. This book straightened me out. No question. And you actually coach people on how to bring that out. And you work from experience because you have some successful self-help books. Tell us about your books.
Sure. Well, the latest is The Joy of Writing Journals, Spark Your Creativity in 8 Minutes a Day. And I'm very proud to say I won 5 book awards, including the Nautilus and the Benjamin Franklin. So I guess other people think it's a good book, too.
Yeah.
But it really is a book for anybody who wants to explore the many, many benefits of journaling or who wants to use the book to really support a writing habit. It takes you through 30 days of writing prompts and has some really fun features. I use QR codes so readers can actually scan with their phone and watch a video. And, you know, I wrote the book during the pandemic, and it really, I felt like people needed to connect more. And so I felt like this was a way you're reading a book, but then you can see other people reacting to the prompt or sharing their passion. And there's some audio, like guided visualizations too, and stuff like that. So it's a fun multimedia kind of book. Judging from the, you know, feedback from readers, I've been kind of amazed at the variety of readers. You know, I have like moms who will write and say that they're working the book at night with their kid and they work through a prompt every night and what a difference it's made for them. And then, you know, lots of mostly adults, who are reading the book and it's like reignited their love of writing, and people are writing books from it and, you know, all kinds of fun things. So it's like one of those books you can project onto it, whatever you want to get out of it.
How great is that, though, to know that you've influenced someone like that? That's tremendous.
Yeah. I think it's one of the things that really is the reasons that people want to write books, you know, to make a bigger difference in the world. And it is. It's so incredibly satisfying and rewarding.
I'm sure. Do you advise that people write every day?
You know, this is almost like a trick question or trick answer.
It's not meant to be.
it is fantastic to write every day. And there are times in my life when I do write every day, and those are the most juicy, creatively juicy times. But I also find that sometimes I need downtime. So I'm not one of those people who says you're not a writer if you don't write every day. I have my uptimes and my downtimes. And the uptimes, I could be writing, you know, for many, many hours, like every day for weeks or months. And then I have times where I'm not as much, and that's okay too.
Do you work better with deadlines or when you're just, when you have an ongoing project? And what do you tell people who ask that?
So for myself, you know, it definitely helps to have an ongoing project, but sometimes the most creative stuff comes during, you know, a quieter period where I'm just writing in my journal in the morning. I might write down my dreams and then journal about them, and suddenly new ideas come up. And lately I've been writing a lot of poetry. I just did a reading at my local Willett Free Library, and it was so much fun. You know, my first love was poetry, and I think because we don't necessarily honor poetry as much as we could in this country.
That's a fact.
So, you know, in my own mind, I kind of marginalized it. And I've come back to poetry, and it is, for me, I think, the most fun I've had in a long time with writing. So any closet poets out there, give some space to your poetry.
It's we're talking with Lisa Tenner, who is a writing coach as well as a successful author. And we're leading up to the Rhode Island Authors Expo, which is just a few weeks away now on December 2nd. I mean, we've been talking about this since the fall, and it seemed like it was so far in the distance, but now it's next month. It's 4 weeks away.
Yeah. I'm really excited. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for readers to meet local authors and meet their favorite authors or discover a new favorite, right? And we have something new this year, which is the coffee clutches. So anybody who comes can have an opportunity to chat with the authors in a small group and really get to know them, get to ask your burning questions. And I think that's going to be especially fun, both for readers and also just anybody who's looking to become an author and wants to get advice from fellow authors.
It always is a key component of the Rhode Island Authors Expo is the fact that you can take part in workshops and you can listen to folks talking on panels just about that kind of thing. You know, what about this genre? Do you really have to be living this life to write in this way? What's a story arc and all these other things? Very, very useful and a lot of fun. And really a great part of the Authors Expo. And so you're going to be presenting, yourself? Are you going to be in a panel or both or neither?
Yeah, I'm going to be presenting, and my talk is about tapping into your creativity with, guess what, journaling. So
we're
going to have some fresh ways to journal to really tap that creativity and have fun with it and come up with new ideas. So I really look forward to it, but also really look forward to the other panelists and just that opportunity to network with other authors. And, you know, writing can be kind of a solitary activity at times. And so that other piece of really connecting with other writers and authors and sharing tips and experiences and supporting each other in our craft is just such a wonderful thing, and Aria does such an amazing job. It's, you know, for people who are thinking about joining too, it's less than $50 a year and an incredible opportunity to, both network with other authors, and Aria is always putting out opportunities for its authors, whether it's presenting, you know, they did a bunch of author events in a brewery this year. And so like ways to reach people in innovative ways and get the word out about our work. So it's a very special organization.
It is. And we are so, so proud to have been associated with Aria for several years here with the Rhode Island Authors Expo. Good group of people and always interesting to talk to. So I'm sure that someone's going to ask you at some point during your presentation, and I'm sure they've asked you already, what about AI? is that going to put all of, is that going to put the writers out of work? Or how do you feel about it?
Yeah. I don't think it will. I don't think AI
I don't
can
either,
replace
by the way.
Humans. But, you know, it's interesting because I do have a colleague who's an expert in technology, and he's always sending me, he's a former Rhode Islander, Capers Jones. He now lives in Florida, but he's always sending me information about AI. And, you know, what he says is, you know, AI can cut your work time short by introducing you to like doing a lot of the research for you, getting information for you. But of course, you have to be careful, right? Because AI makes stuff up.
Yes, it does. It is really more, I don't know if it'll always be this way, but it is more hype than anything if you're a thinking person, because you have to recognize that in the first place, it is still machine. It is not in real time. It was created ultimately by humans, and it can't be a substitute for the creative mind and what humankind is capable of doing.
Yeah, I strongly agree with you. And garbage in, garbage out.
Yes!
So, So one has to be careful because there's a lot of garbage out. And, you know, Amazon's dealing with that right now with all these AI-generated books that, yep, you know, are basically generated to deal with, to attract readers based on data. But, you know, then the books themselves are junk. So, yeah, it's definitely...
the risk is that we, not that anybody asked, but the risk is, to me, that mm-hmm. that the general IQ of society keeps going down and down and down, so that mm-hmm. we become so dumb that this thing actually becomes smarter than we are.
Well, another good reason to attend the Rhode Island Author Expo and get that brain power working for us again, right? Read. Yeah, reading is so important. And, you know, I think one of the most important things we can do to contribute is to read to young people, you know, whether it's your own children or grandchildren or nephews or nieces, or just going into the schools and reading to kids, or supporting organizations that teach kids to read, because reading is, it's a superpower. And, you know, you can look at so many of the most successful people or most impactful people in the world. Books were often, you know, they're one of the main things that inspired them and really gave them freedom during a difficult childhood, you know, gave them something else to, like a new vision for what their life could be. And so I think a lot of the people you see who are really making a difference in the world, those are readers.
Yes. And you said what was one of the greatest thoughts ever, you know, please teach someone how to read. It's, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to have a conversation about a seemingly different topic at the top of the next hour. But it comes down to the same thing, getting people to come out of themselves and to get involved in something else. In this case, we're talking about reading. In the next hour, we're going to talk about voting. But it's the same thing in terms mm-hmm. of getting out of yourself. And in this case, in terms of reading and teaching someone to read and giving someone the benefit of discovering books and introducing them to this world, this unlimited theater of imagination that awaits, I mean, there's just nothing,
I love that.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it teaches us empathy. So when we look at what's going on in the world and, you know, the challenges right now, empathy is what's lacking, right? When we see each other, when we're so polarized and we see each other as foreign and enemies, you know, that's when things go really bad. And reading teaches us empathy. It teaches us to put ourselves in the shoes of another person. So, you know, reading, I think, is one of the greatest tools for peace we have as well, and one of the greatest hopes.
100%. And it's a wonderful way to spend a late fall, early winter afternoon and late morning talking with folks and meeting folks and buying gifts and discovering all of what is possible from authors who are members of the Rhode Island Authors Association. They're not all Rhode Islanders, but you know what? They're in the group, and that's okay. So we yeah. certainly invite you to come to the Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo on Saturday, December 2nd at the Crown Plaza in Warwick. And if we want to find out more about the association and about Lisa Tenner, where do we go?
Well, the association is riauthors.org, and my website is lisatenner.com, lisatenner.com. And there's also a separate website for the expo, and that is riauthorexpo.com.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate that. So nice to talk to you, and looking forward to seeing you at the expo. So all
Thank
the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you and looking forward to seeing all your listeners as well.
You bet. Hey, thanks very, very much. All the best, Lisa. Thanks again for being with
you
us.
Too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Lisa Tenner, author coach. Yeah, that's the way to go.